It was Valentine's Day filled with brotherly and sisterly love for members of ATU Local 508. The striking transit workers were joined by representatives of the Nova Scotia Federation of Labor and NSGU. As all of them donned red shirts, inflated heart-shaped balloons, and made their way from the Dartmouth Sportsplex to Grand Parade Square in Halifax. It was today that ATU President Ken Wilson put forward the motion to the union that they would be requesting binding arbitration. Almost to a person, the hundreds of members in attendance at the Sportsplex rose in support of the motion. The proverbial ball is now back in Mayor Kelly's lap, for whom there was no love lost during today's march through town. For the Halifax Media Co-op, have a happy Valentine's Day. I'm Miles Howe. Kenny Wilson, president of ATU Local 508. A few minutes ago, you put the offer of binding arbitration before your membership. What was the response?
Overwhelmingly, almost unanimous. I'd say unanimous. We asked everyone to stand up, and as far as I could see from the stage, everyone was standing on their feet in full support of going to binding arbitration.
What are the risks involved in that?
The risk is that we could lose. We could lose rostering. It was explained to them. They knew the risks. And they still are willing to accept that risk. If the employer's not going to negotiate, if we can't get a deal done through collective bargaining process, then you know what? Let's put it in an arbitrator's hand. If we can make our business case. We can make our business case. The question is, can the employer and will the mayor and council support binding arbitration? That's the question today.
Any attachments onto that binding arbitration, like expediency, putting you guys back to work quickly, outside arbitrator?
Yeah, that's just it. We said to the members today, and I said in the media already, that the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 508 is prepared to go back to work if the employer instills the 2006-2011 collective agreement. We'll freeze that in place. We'll continue to work every day until the arbitration is heard and a decision is rendered. Terms will have to be worked out with the employer, maybe getting an arbitrator outside of province so there's no bias. Try to expedite it so it's not going to take a year and a half to 2 years. We'll try to get this done in 6 months. But at the same time, the members understand that the public wants us back at work. The public doesn't care about the issues. The public cares that if they can get to work or not, and we understand that.
Thanks a lot. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy. It's a great day to be alive. Happy Valentine's Day.
The public needs a ride, and we want to drive. The public needs a ride, and we want to drive. The public needs a ride, and we want to drive. The public needs a ride.
Rick Clark, president of the Nova Scotia Federation of Labor. Just a few moments ago, you were talking about the Canadian Taxpayer Federation and how it's not necessarily that indicative of actual Canadian taxpayers. You want to elaborate on that a bit?
Well, I don't think they speak on behalf of the average Canadian. I've questioned before who pays their way, because it's like they certainly, I hope they're not getting my tax money. But the issues they talk on is not for the average Canadian. They make like they're speaking on behalf of the public, and there's no structure to them. They have no meetings with people. And it appears to be one or two people that decide on where the structure is going, and they're very anti-worker, anti-union. They're calling out right now that the government's got to do something to stop the strike, and at the same time we have Acadian line workers that are locked out for the same union, and everything's fine. You know, they think it's okay that's happening, and you know it's very clear to me that they work for the right wing in society, and they ought to be taken with a grain of salt.
Can you talk a bit about the Federation of Labor's standing in solidarity today with the bus drivers?
Well, I think their cause is just. They've been bargaining, trying to bargain, there's an old, one of the old cliches in collective bargaining, you cannot bargain no. And you have an employer in here that actually come up with an ultimatum from day one, and that's not collective bargaining. And they've gone every stretch of the way trying to get a resolve to this because they value the service they provide public. And it's unfortunate that this council doesn't value the service they provide to the public.
Thanks for your time.
Great. Ask them if he wants a transfer.
Joan Jessen, you're the president of NSGU.
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me a bit about the solidarity today between NSGU and ATU Local 508?
The transit workers here in the HRM, we have a long history of solidarity. We've had many struggles, particularly in the HRM, that the bus drivers and their supporters have supported us in many different ways by, you know, stopping their buses, by blowing the horn. They've always been there for us, and it's time for us to return the favor. Many of our members here in the HRM have 17,000 members that rely on transit. Many of them do, and they want to get back. They want to be able, they want this over, and I think by us sticking together and giving the solidarity, you know, two thumbs up, that and we support the position that they're going after. This is the right thing for them, and hopefully the employer will see that they have no alternative but to offer the binding arbitration to end the strike.
Everybody please move up onto the platform.
Now, a few moments ago, you were telling a great story about a strike a few years back.
Yes.
Where you, where the bus drivers were not going to break the line. You offered to let them pass. Maybe you could just tell that again in your own words.
In 2001, in June of 2001, it was as hot as anything. We were in a count. There, piece of legislation had been introduced, Bill 68. It was in the 14-day count. 14-day. Well, this wasn't legal job action we were doing. It was a job action at lunchtime. We had blocked the intersection of South Street and Spring Garden Road, and we had. And it was really hot, and we had been all around the whole area, like. With people, and we were sticking to the pavement. It was so hot. You could see the buses lined up as far as the eye could see down Spring Garden Road, and you knew it was hot on those buses to drive. So I said, well, we need to break the lines, let the public get through and let the buses get through because of the heat sitting there. And we did. We opened the line for them to get through, and they waved. They said, no, we'll wait. And it was the respect of what we were doing. And that meant a lot. It meant a lot to my members that work as healthcare workers. Many of these drivers are partners of a lot of people that I represent, so There's a lot of reasons why we're here today.
Thanks a lot. Best of luck.
Thank you.
For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe.